We're live and we're live. Hey, good afternoon, late afternoon. It's Labor Day weekend. It's holiday weekend. It's a Sunday here on the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. It is not 5 a.m. However, I wanted to do a show, just some experiences over the weekend. And this one's like a customer experience. You know, the CX, where I think UX is a bad term. I think it should be customer experience and not user experience. Because I think a lot of these companies are losing the customer. And this one, I went to Mickey D's the other day with the kids, got them some french fries. They love their fries. I say their fries are really good. Just their software is not the best. But that way, fries are good. Software, it doesn't match up to the fries. And some people can debate whether fries are better, but I do like the fries. And the kids just got a treat the other day. So I wanted to share my experience watching user experience and why I say the customer should be the one operating software during demos, during sprint reviews. And it should not be the developer. And it should not be the product owner. We're going to dig into that a little bit. And this is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And on the show, we talk about Agile and Scrum in a practical and tactical way. So you can get value to your customer, not work those crazy hours to get that value to your customer. And have a kitty cat in the show. Come here, Bubbles. Say hi. Say hi. And that's Bubbles. Clickbait. Please give him likes as I go and interview with the show. She's coming. She's like, oh, there you go. And as you can see, in live and world, you're always going to be ready for ever-changing things. We always try to talk about being agile and how we do business and bring value to the customer. Cat went right across the screen. And get home to that family and friends. It is the holiday weekend, so I've been kind of going out and doing stuff with the kids. Went and scoped out. Did a spike today for my wife because she's taking the Girl Scouts out camping. And we drove out, checked up the campsite, tried to figure it was. Do a little investigation where it is versus do it raw. So we really, I could probably use that spike story. Maybe I'll do that spike story. Yeah, I could. I'll do that Tuesday. So that's why I'm later today. And now we're going to talk about the show. And one of the things I experience, and I'm always about customer value. How do you bring that? How do you determine you got good value software? How to make sure what you're doing is what the customer needs and is understandable. And in this episode, I want to talk about customer experience. In this case, it was Mickey D's using that new kiosk software that they're using to eliminate people working behind the cash register. So I haven't really used the software yet. I think maybe I used it once before. This time I really used it. It's a big kiosk, got different choices, menu choices, what's there and everything. It's neat. I like it. It's a little kludgy. Maybe it takes time for the customers that base they have to get used to it. But my question would be, here's the thing, right? So I sat there. And while we're waiting for our food, because it took a little longer with COVID and all that stuff, we actually went in the McDonald's, right? That's a rarity here in Philadelphia, because a lot of places you can't do that. But we finally get to go into the restaurant. It's actually a shorter line. And I was watching this one customer just, he was frustrated, a little older. He was a little older than me, definitely older than me. He was frustrated about ordering the kiosk, and the person had to come out and help him how to use it. And there's another people to learn how to use it. It's not the best user experience or customer experience software I have seen on how to use it and how it's supposed to operate. Things are in different places. It's not eye level. You know, the whole, I mean, you know, where you pay is like at a kid's level versus an adult who's going to pay and you have to have a credit card and all that kind of thing. So what I'm getting at is I really wonder, and I see this on teams a lot, where you're the developer. You're coding something. You're building a piece of software. You know how it operates. You know everything about that piece of software, how it's supposed to respond to everything. And when you demo it, you already know what it is. When you're a product owner, right, it's your – you wrote the requirements. There's a cat walking around. Bubbles, who came through here, is now going back around. Behind there, she's up on my desk getting in trouble. Okay. She's interfering with the show. And she's starting to get me upset. Oh, God. She's sending the dogs after her. Betty, go get the dog. Get the cat. Can I throw something at her? What do we got in here? Piece of paper? Let's crinkle up some paper. It's a live show. I think she's frustrated because she's trying to eat, and I've been away all day. Bubbles. It's just a little. Oh, there she goes. Now she's going to go down there and go get it. There she goes. Boom. Bubbles, by the way, has lost more lives in her lifetime than any cat I've ever owned. Anyway, so back to this customer experience. So the customer's all frustrated and everything. What I see is developers demoing the software, product owners saying, this is how it operates. And they don't learn anything during the review. And that's what made me think about. I can picture this whole software package being demonstrated at a review with people who wrote the software, designed the software, said, this is what I want. And I really wonder, and I can't see McDonald's not doing customer feedback. But I can, because I see it every day. I see how people, well, this is what I want. Okay, are you getting in front of the customer? Well, no, we're going to demo it ourselves. So why don't you let the customer use the software and they can show how they do it. Some teams do, but a lot of teams don't. And I can see that being a problem. And you don't get information as a team. So what I'm sharing here with you today, it's a classic example of a piece of software. Because if they had that older guy using that software, they would have learned a lot of things, how to organize, how to make the flow work, how to make it scroll. You know, it's like supposed to be, I guess, supposed to look like a giant iPhone or something, or, you know, a smartphone. And so you can scroll back and forth, but it doesn't really operate that. It doesn't operate like a smartphone. It doesn't operate like a computer. It's something in between. And I think it's not naturally intuitive, right? On what to order, what you want, things like that. Had a tough time trying to find the chicken nuggets. That was a tough thing because my daughter wanted some chicken nuggets, but those are the kind of things that you order, you'd think they would be real easy to find, but nah, it's not there. So what I'm saying is from a customer experience, get your customer to do your sprint review demo every time you can, whether it be internal customer, external customer, somebody to operate it so you get feedback. So, and the book, The Sprint, they do it in a week, right? They run the software and get a focus group, ask a customer to come on board, try it out, tell them what you think, right? If you're brave, you'll do it. If you're not brave, you won't do it. But that's what I want to talk about today, is allowing a customer to demo your software during sprint review. Not the product owner and not the developer, because it's biased. The results you get and how successful you are biased because you wrote the software. You know where all the bugs are. You know the things. By letting them operate it, they will show you the things you never thought of. I didn't know you did that, right? So those are the kind of things from a customer experience. Get the customer to run the demo software in the sprint review. And that's to keep it simple. Let's keep it short, except for the cat who's driving me nuts on this live broadcast. And I want to wish you all happy Labor Day. Get some break. Get some rest. Might be doing tomorrow. We'll see how it goes. We're going to a late night baseball game tonight. Go see one of the minor league teams. So that'd be fun. And enjoying time with the family. That's why we do the show. Get value to the customer. Make your money. Get home. Enjoy family and friends. And relax and enjoy when the weekend comes. That's our goal of our show. So with that, please give us a thumbs up. If you like the show, if you like Bubbles and her mayhem she causes during the show, give us 2 thumbs up and ring the bell. I found the Liberty Bell, by the way. You're coming here to Philly to visit for Labor Day weekend. Found the Liberty Bell once, twice. So you get notification when we go live and post up more material. With that, I want to say happy scrumming, happy Labor Day. Enjoy some time off. Hopefully you're companies aren't making you do drops on Labor Day weekend because their customers aren't there. It's just mean. And I want to wish you all a lot of happiness and health. Stay healthy out there. Take your vitamins if you're going out there hanging out with people. Okay? Take care and hopefully see you tomorrow.